Good day, friends. It's Friday the 20th, and we look ahead to the weekend, aware that we are in a time of somewhat uncertainty, but at the same time we're also got the advantage of watching and having the opportunity to be still and to read and to trust in God and to make appropriate responses to what we see taking place in the world. So I encourage you again, not out of fear, but out of hope, that we stop and focus our mind and our heart and our body to be wise and to be thoughtful and to be restful. I encourage you to hit pause for 20 seconds or 2 minutes. Today I'm going to move through the plagues that come upon the land of Egypt, and just focus on the last of the 10 plagues. But just for our understanding, it's Exodus 8. Sorry, Exodus 7, 8, 9, and 10. We notice repeatedly that Pharaoh refused to listen and to humble himself in the circumstances as God called for his people to be released from slavery and from oppression. Each of them increased, and Pharaoh's stubbornness and his deceit was revealed. Even when his own officials, who at times attempted to match the plagues or events, when they eventually said, "This is bigger, this is the hand of God, the Creator," Pharaoh still refused. And sadly, we get to the last plague in Exodus chapter 12. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you the first month in the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of the lamb needed in accordance with each person to eat. The animal you choose must be 1-year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides of the doors and the frames of the houses where they are to eat the lambs. That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over fire along with bitter herbs, and make bread without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire with the head and the legs and the internal organs. Do not leave any of it until morning. If some of it is left till morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it: with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals, and I will bring judgment upon the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. What a dramatic and very pivotal time in the life of Israel and in the life of Egypt. I just want to make a few brief comments. God was judging the gods of Egypt. The idea that allegiance is placed to someone greater than the Creator, and in that belief system of Egypt, there was oppression, there was abuse, there was a whole range of ideology that was contrary to human dignity and mercy. The behavior in the Egyptian and in many contexts around the world were far removed from the wonder and from the care of human beings. So God brought a judgment against Pharaoh and against the belief system and against the particular people who had oppressed over many generations and brought hardship and slavery upon a vulnerable people. And also we see this as the beginning sign that under the blood of this innocent lamb, the one they had come to know in their household, they would be saved from the destruction or the loss of life of the firstborn child or the firstborn of every animal as well. This is significant and important for us to understand the beginning and timing of which paved the way for the Messiah, for God to himself be the Passover lamb. And we know that as we come up to Easter soon, that occurred, the death of Christ, the firstborn of his family, the innocent one who lived amongst his people, who was nailed to the cross. That all happened on the festival of the Passover. Incredible perfection in God's timing to provide forgiveness and a way of escape from oppression or hardship of sin and difficulty through Jesus and the gift of eternal life. So the timing and the beauty of God is and the power of God and the judgment of God all collide in an amazing way, and we would be wise to listen and to be obedient to the God who loves this world but will judge appropriately. We're in a time when we're seeing this crazy event of a virus. Now, I want to caution us, I don't believe in my heart that these things are the direct hand of God. But the scriptures make it clear, certainly as we come into the end times when Christ will return, that there will be plagues and there will be wars and there will be hardness of heart and there will be dissension, there will be behavior that is appalling across the globe. That doesn't mean that God is instigating it. It means that he is aware it is going to take place. So in the same way, we have the rest of the scriptures that warn us that these things of destruction and evil will take place. And I believe they're via the hand of the evil one who wants to kill, steal and destroy. But we're not to be naive that these things are going to take place because of the fallenness of human behavior and the errors in the world around us. So we hunger to hide under the gift of Jesus for eternal life and for life in the present, and to live in a way that loves and blesses and encourages a fallen world, while we are aware that these things are going to come. So we face them without fear, but with hope. So let me read from Proverbs 8, verse 32. Again, about the wisdom that comes from God. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord Yahweh. But those who fail to find me harm themselves, and all who hate me love death. Or all who hate me are heading towards destruction. My friends, let's live in the hope of hiding under the doorway of God. Wait and to listen. Interesting, the proverb says the doorway is there. And our reading is from Exodus about being under the blood that is on the doorpost. So may your home be covered in the love of God, resting in the hope of Christ for eternity. And may you find ways to be wise, to listen, and have hope in the context we're in. But let's not be like Pharaoh, who was proud and unwilling to submit to God. God bless, friends. A lot to think about, a lot to have hope in. I hope you find a significant time over the weekend to rest. God bless.